Blog Talk Radio.
Love and happiness, something that'll make you do wrong can make you do right. Love, love, love. In the morning, yeah.
Take a moment and to share it with you. Cool, it's called Morning Rituals. It goes a little something like this. I want you as part of my morning ritual. There's yoga, meditation, prayer, and you. I want to rise with you inside, smiling and laughing at it all. The ironies of life and the everyday miracles that create moments of heaven on earth. You see, I want to know your scent and linger in it. Want to sit at your feet and envision the colors of your life stories. Yeah, I want to cook for you too. Sharing meals, the most subtle intimacy taken for granted between two. Want to let you guide me through our future. Nudge me out of the past and dance into the moments of right now. I want to sleep with dreams of you. Have you beside me as we change lives, creating many miracles, exhibiting his light through our work together. Simply, I want to see the moon when you kiss me. I want to feel the stars when you touch me. Wake up with the sun, with you inside me, after yoga, meditation, and prayer. Is that all right?
Hello. Hi. Okay, let me say all this again. I really thought you guys could hear me. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams. How are you? I want to welcome you to this is Soul Purpose Tuesdays with our new co-host, J.J. Janae. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we're your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. So how do you do? So how are you, Janae? Let me ask all of that again. Guys, I really thought I was speaking to you. I was talking to everybody. I had it all down. My food was just, I was just tight. Your mid-morning, lunchtime, wellness, how you do? And I ain't hear nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? So I really thought.
So you was in your flow, huh? You was in your flow.
Yes. Okay. So let me check in. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 657-383-1431. Okay, I gave up the wrong number. So, again, that's the right number, 657-383. What did I just say? The last four was 1431. Okay, 657-383-1431. Okay, so our special guest, Sweet Friend Shawn, today we are going to be speaking meditation and weight loss. And our special guest is Sweet Friend Shawn. And I know all of you, the Master Griot Radio, are going to be like, what do you mean, special guest? She's a host. I know she's a host. Sweet Friend Shawn is the host of Beyond the Word with Sweet Friend Shawn here on Master Griot Radio. But today, see, like, you know, we are all every woman. Come on. You know, women, we do it all. So we just got finished listening to Morning Rituals by Sweet Friend Shawn. So you see how mellow and cool she is. And that's just Sweet Friend Shawn. She's peace and love and poetry. She's that woman. So she's going to guide us into some meditation. She's going to tell us, show us how to be well through meditation. So today she's going to take another side. Okay, she's not going to be teaching to you today, but she's going to be speaking to us about being well using meditation. So we're excited, and she is on the line. So right before we bring her on, I just want to, just how you doing today, JJ? How are you?
I am doing well. Girl, let me tell you, that music had me just going. I was just flowing. The rhythm was going on. I could start. I was like, okay, this is like a Caribbean current that you're going on here. I'm like, you could have just played that on and on and on. Man, that was flowing. That was hot.
Yeah.
That was just hot. But yes, I am doing
well. I like
and
the morning rituals. That's one of my favorite pieces by Sweet Friend Shawn is Morning Rituals. So we can't wait for the album to come out, guys.
You can make me a morning ritual, an afternoon ritual, a night ritual, a weekend ritual. Tell her to do her thing. Do her thing.
Yes. See, you know, if anyone knows me online, I always call people phenomenal ones. There is something phenomenal in everybody, and I find everyone is so special, and I feel so blessed that people will share their talent, their time, and just, you know, they grace me, you know, they bless you just by being them. But, we have so many phenomenal beings just walking this earth right now, and Fran Shawn is definitely one of them. And she's every woman and every other woman, and that woman over there and this woman over here. So we just are touching the tip of the iceberg of all of who she is. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to move into this meditation. See, she speaks these things all the time, and I hear her, and I'm like, okay, look, you know, I'm going to bring you on the radio. You want to teach me? Because anybody that can maybe get my mind to stop for even 10 minutes, I'm loving them. So if she could really teach us some meditation, I'm excited. So as we bring her on, Gary, bring her on. What I do want to just say to everyone, the purpose of our show is that we want each one of us, we want to be our own poster child for our transformation. We don't need another person to be the poster child for our transformation. We need to become the poster child of our own transformation. And in doing that, there are a few simple questions I want you to first answer. First, I want you to think. As Sweet Friend Sean speaks, I want you to think about what can I do, C-A-N, what can I do? And when you put yourself in that thought mode, what can I do? What can I implement? What can I get started? What can I do? And then I want you to always think, is what you're putting in your mouth, on your skin, and allowing in your spirit, is it life-giving or life-robbing? Let that be your discernment tool. You know, let that guide you in what you do. So now, without any other further ado, we bring you on the one, the only, Sweet Franchise.
Wow.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Wow. Well, peace and light, everybody. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Jacqueline, well, I thank you, and, you know, I think you're a phenomenal one as well. Like you said, you are a blessing to us all, and that you find gifts in all of us, and you help us distribute it to the public, so I appreciate you. And hi, JJ, I'm sure you're a phenomenal one as well.
I look forward to learning and
fellowshipping more with you, and thank you for the love on my morning rituals, because that's what this is about. Meditation should be part of your ritual, and I wrote it in a love poem because I believe it's as pure to me and necessary as prayer and love making. You understand? So, which is the inspiration behind that poem. Okay.
All right.
All righty now.
Well, Sweet Friend Sean, even though many of us know you here on Mastic Rio Radio, we do know there are billions of people in the world, so we can always be touching new people. So, of course, the world wants to know, who is Sweet Friend Sean? Tell us who you are, the person, and then let us know your alignment to wellness and, you know, alignment to meditation.
All right, cool. Well, Sweet, I'm going to spell it for you, SUITEFRANCHO, and it sounds like sweet like candy, but it means the best of, because I believe that words are powerful, and I'm a poet. I'm a performing poet, producer, executive producer, composer, songwriter, and a self-actualization coach for creatives. So that's pretty much who I am in a nutshell. But I chose the name Sweet Friend Sean because I knew that there was more to me. My name is awesome. I thank my mother and father for it. But I knew there was more for me. And as I evolved in my life journey, I wanted to always be mindful that I'm the best. I can be the best at everything I choose to be. And so I chose the name Sweet, S-U-I-T-E. And but that's who I am. And to be frank with you, I started my meditation journey it's been about 15 years now. Yeah, about 15 years. And I'm going to tell you how powerful it was for me when I didn't even know what it was and if I was doing it properly. And I'm saying that because I want people to pay attention to that. I didn't know what I was doing and if I was doing it properly. But I sat still with the intention to meditate. And at the time, I couldn't even focus for more than 60 seconds. But even in that, I read this book, Sacred Principles, for African-American women or black women or something like that. And she said, set up your altar with things that you love and with some basic structure to what an altar could include. And my altar only included the names of some of my ancestors, family members who had transcended, my children's names, and a vision of my being an artist full time. That was it, nothing else. I had no other clue. Because I had experienced or had been studying various religions, I felt that I wanted to be more spiritual and I didn't want to align with one specific religion. So I pulled things from those various things I had studied that meant something to me. And I had index cards, and I would create a prayer card or an intention card. And that's how I got started.
Wow.
To my journey, on my journey, yeah. So that's how I got started.
Wow.
But it was so powerful. It was so powerful that within 30 days, I'm sure, I know it was almost immediately. I'm a Pisces anyway, so I'm already naturally intuitive. But my spidey senses was elevated to the utmost, I'm telling you, to the point where it was almost scary at first because I didn't know. I was surprised at first about how intuitive I would become. For example, one primary example was one night I started an open mic in Delaware. And again, I had been meditating every morning and every night, period, without fail. And literally with only intention is with gratitude. Thank you, divine, for another day. Like, that's it, nothing else. And would just sit still. And this one day, it was late. I lived in what they called the hot block in the neighborhood. And the kids were with their father. And I had all this equipment, like speakers and stuff from the show and microphones and stuff. And I didn't want to carry it in the house. So I left it in the car. Then I went to sit down on the couch. And I literally thought I heard a booming voice say, "Go get it." I got up, I went to the car, I pulled the stuff inside. By then, I was too tired to go upstairs, and I had this big bay window in my living room. I was too tired to go upstairs, and I tried to fall asleep, and as I was falling asleep, I heard again, "Go upstairs." I looked around, I'm like, "All right, I'm alone, okay." Heard again, "Go upstairs." I'm like, "I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I don't want to." And then it said it so loud, it was like thunder. It scared me. It was like literally like thunder. "Go upstairs." And I said, "All right, I'm going to go upstairs. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to be obedient." I went upstairs. I might have just dozed off. I hear pop, pop, gunshots. Then I hear someone running up my steps trying to get my door. When I looked out my window, someone was deceased on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think about was like, wow. And things like that continuously happened all the time to the point that I almost got cocky about it. Like, I know I'm good because, you know what I mean? So, but I literally, that my meditation was real simple. And another thing regarding meditation, I love to walk. That's like my favorite form of exercise besides swimming or basketball. And my knees don't allow me to play basketball like I like to. So I started doing there was a labyrinth at this Unitarian church downtown. And I started walking the labyrinth. And that became a walk. And I learned that meditation and walking was good for me because it gives you that physiological aspect too. And so those are the two ways that I meditate.
Okay.
Wow.
So
amazing.
So you know what, I like to probably start to help us out, especially
okay.
for those that are totally new. We always sometimes have people totally new. What
right.
is I mean, how do you define meditation?
I define meditation as just the stillness of the mind so that you can tap into the divine voice within. That's my real simplistic, easy stillness of the mind and the body sometimes so that you can tap into the divine voice within. That's it. But now I know that walking and quietness helps me too as a form of meditation. If you focus on something ahead and you quiet, you know, I don't have any music, I don't have anything, and I get more in tune about the sounds around me. And that's a form of meditation. In fact, I'm really creative when I do a walking meditation. I literally can, like, creativity pours out of me during or after walking meditation. The still meditations that I do, I find that just helps guide me in my decision making. So you can experiment with various ways and see what works for you. When I know I'm having a creative block, I do walking meditations, labyrinths, walks in the park, quiet walks in the park. Nighttime is good for most creatives. I love the nighttime. I sit outside at in the dark under the moon. Is a great on my deck. That's a great meditation for me. There's no one way to do it. You could, everyone's relationship with the divine is individual. We're collective, we attach, but we're individual as well. It's the same thing. It's personal. And you can refine it based on your personality, based on the things you like to do. And then you got to try some things and see what works for you. And all I can say is this. Like, when I'm off my square, I like to call it, when I'm not feeling my best, like, because I didn't let life get in my head, so to speak, nothing helps me more than to walk and meditate on and in gratitude. Literally, I walk and all I say in my mind is I'm grateful for the book that I can still walk. I'm grateful for my voice. I'm grateful for this. I just think of all the things that I'm grateful for, and I focus on the blessings versus the burdens. That's a great meditation. That's a specific meditation I do when I'm in a funk, so to speak. Because people think that spiritual people don't get into funks. We get into funks. We're human. We have human stuff just like everybody else. The only difference is we know how to realign ourselves. We know how to recalibrate, right? And you just gotta understand that prayer and meditation, like I said in my poem, prayer and meditation and love making are intertwined for me. You know what I mean? They are. And they're an important part of keeping me focused on love and peace and the things that I want to contribute to in the collective consciousness of the universe. So those things are important. So to start, you start where you are. You start where you are. If you know nothing about meditation and you're listening to this call and you're listening to this interview, then just start where you are. Literally sit at your desk, make you a cup of tea, make you a nice peppermint tea or something that has a nice fragrance of peppermint. Bergamot is good, orange, you know, zest, whatever, lemon. Make a nice hot cup of tea and sit still. Set your timer on your phone for 1 minute. Try five, but you can do one. 1 minute. Sip your tea and pay attention to how you're feeling. Inhale and exhale for 1 minute. That's meditation. That's a meditation. You can do that anytime, any day, any moment. People think because I'm all peace and love that I don't have a temper, but I'm very temperamental because I'm very passionate. So I've had to learn to use those emotions to work in my benefit. So when somebody, you know, is getting on my nerves at the job or just saying something absolutely ridiculous, I stop and I listen with the intention of how do I feel and what are they really saying? That's a form of listening. Well, is a form of meditation. Listening to listen and instead of listening to answer is also a form of meditation because you have to be still. And you have to focus, and you cannot let your mind wander on what you want to say. You have to focus on that individual in front of you. Being present in any moment is a form of meditation. So we just dropped four things on you that to help mindfulness. Mindfulness is meditation, okay? Yes. And so that's four things right there that if you don't know anything about meditation, where you can start? You can start by just listening better. Listening and being present in that moment with that person who is talking. That's a form. Another, take a minute, drink some hot tea and inhale it, the aroma, and feel, and how does it make you feel, and be mindful of everything, or your physicality, are you relaxed, where are you tense, how does this make you feel, right? Walking with no music, paying attention, what do I hear? Do I hear the trees blowing? Do I hear birds whistling? Do I hear animals going through the grass? Do I hear people walking and talking afar? You know, that's a form of meditation. And then, of course, my favorite is the walking labyrinth because you're quiet, you say nothing, you're focused on the movement of the labyrinth, and then you will find that you will get in tune with what you're doing. So there, that goes back to your first. Mindfulness is also meditation. So I hope that I'm trying not to be long-winded, but it all came out. So What else you got to ask me?
Well, that is all great. It is great, good information, usable information. Yes. It doesn't, you know, make us feel like it's way over our heads. And you gave us some real things that people can just implement, you know, immediately. So this is the what can I do? Just think about what you can do. You could sit still for 1 minute. May not be able to do five, but you can do one. Like, I know I can do 1 minute. I'm not sure about total five, but I can start with one.
Yes.
And I can build up. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to do a commercial. We're going to listen to a song, and we're going to come back. And I love to hear your input, JJ. And we'd love to hear your input and, like, even about some foods that you think may can help us with meditation. So we'll be right back.
That'd be awesome.
Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your guide for this moment in time, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies. Walk with me. I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. I'm standing on a gold mine, one that will enrich me, body, mind, soul, and bank account, and I'm asking you to stand with me. We are unique people in a unique place and time in history. We are in a strategic position to mine this goal. Our tool is Soul Purpose, one of only three black-owned, women-owned direct-selling companies founded and led by Nadine Thompson, our modern-day Madam C.J. Walker. If you're listening to this, this message is meant for you. There is no coincidence. It's time to be well, to live a higher quality of life, mining the gold of our health, our bodies, our mind, our spirit, as well as our bank accounts. No man, no woman is an island. No one stands alone. Stand with me. Let's be strategic. Let's move vertical with soul purpose. Today, become a valued customer, an effective entrepreneur, or join the business mastermind. You choose. Dr. Claude Anderson once said, "He who pays the piper picks the tune." Well, it's time to start picking. Making history, building some generational wealth, and some wellness legacies. Call me now at 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111, or email justdoit@imwalkinginwellness.com. That's imwalkinginwellness.com.
My mind's designed to be inclined to detach and write a rhyme to put you on the map. Now you know where you at. You in the place where the goddess be at. The cosmos realign, react. Time travel collapse. We sleep the solid pan to mind the fact. Plus, who gonna put you on to that? Let the song relax till you confront it with the more abstract. Preserve self like an artifact. Put your heart in that. Remember back when Umi said, "Let your light shine." From a soul state of mind, I wanna search to find. My higher self had to learn to climb. Signs in the words of those old and wise said each relationship is like a magnifying glass inside. Told my beloved, please close your eyes. I guarantee you see a portrait divine. I guarantee you see a portrait if you listening. You now attuned to the sun and the moon, the universal plan is here in Kabul. Keep it locked in your soul. Find yourself. Find yourself. Find yourself. You now attuned to the sun and the moon, the universal plan is here in Kabul. Keep it locked in your soul. Find yourself. Find yourself, find yourself, yo. They say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I say beauty's in the lies of those that behold controller. Videos, episodes, covers of older. Plastic surgeons trying to meet that monthly quota. A culture designed to make us feel less than. So we spin to look like the poster. The latest guest on Oprah, a photoshopped image of posers. And even they trying to keep up with the Joneses. To see yourself out of focus, know this. Your beauty defies measure in divine essence. Your presence, the most high's expression. Each thought manifests your outer world in a reflection, a blessing, the answer and the question. Stepping on your path, hold fast against outside perceptions. When thoughts look within for directions, close your eyes for a second, your mind for accepting. You now attuned to the sun and the moon, the universal plan is here with the boom. Keep it locked in your soul, find yourself, find yourself, find yourself. To the sun and the moon, the universal plan to carry kaboom. Keep it locked to your soul. Find yourself, find yourself, find yourself. Find yourself. Say what?
You are the dopest cat you've ever met. Hey, the coolest face that you've ever seen. The flyest voice that you've ever heard. Perfect divine being, nah. You are the dopest cat you've ever met. Hey, the coolest face that you've ever seen. The flyest voice that you've ever heard. Perfect divine being, nah.
We are back. We just got finished listening to Find Yourself by Akua Nauru from her album, from her EP, Poetry, How Does It Feel? And this is Soul Purpose Tuesdays. We're talking meditation with Sweet French Sean. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams with your co-host, JJ Janae. If you like to call in, yes. Our call-in number is 657-383-1431. Call in to listen or ask questions. So, JJ, well, first, Sweet Friend Shine, how was you feeling Find Yourself?
I liked it a lot. I'm so glad you posted who it was because I was just about to text you like, who's that? What's that? Awesome.
Yes. And JJ, so, you know, let's know how you're feeling about the meditation.
Girl, let me tell you, she's been hit on some things. She has really, really, really hit on some things. And listening to her story is kind of similar to mine, and as she was talking, it kind of took me back down that road of when I started, you know, to become in tune to myself, in tune to my body, in tune to that spiritual realm. It's just like, wow. And she's right, you know, getting into a quiet place, turning off your music, getting away from the distractions, starting off small. It doesn't have to be, like she said, you know, anything extravagant as far as how long and all the things that you do, but just to get started and to build off of that and continue to build and learn to be selfish about your meditation time. Learn to be selfish about your you time. When it becomes a necessity, when it becomes therapeutic, you'll run to it. But if you look at it as just something like, oh, let me go do this, and not really embracing your need and your body's need and your mind and your soul's need, you won't respond the right way. But when you become selfish about it and look at it as therapeutic and say, this is for me. I need this. I need to be refreshed. I need to be revived. I need, you know, just some me time. Because in actuality, without it, you're really no good to anyone around you. But when you take that meditation time, when you take that you time, when you take time to just close everything out so you can hear, so you can just breathe, oh, my gosh, it is so amazing. And she touched on a thing that I was actually going to talk about anyway, was about the exercise component. As crazy as it may sound, meditation is good for physical fitness. It's good for exercise. It's good for weight loss because as you're meditating, you're bringing that stress down. Stress can add weight to you, especially if you're stress eating or you're not mindful of what you're eating during the times that you're stressed or how much you're eating. And that can put, you know, weight on you, not just physical weight, emotional weight, but when you're walking, like you said, no music, when you're maybe swimming, going for a drive, something that gets you moving, but gets you in tune and locked to yourself and that spiritual higher power. And it's just, it's incredible. About 3 years ago, I had about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a life-threatening emergency. And that time that I was in the hospital was the time that I learned meditation. I learned how to be in touch with my body. I learned to be selfish about that time that I need. You know, whether it's early morning, when you get off work, you know, in the evening, take that time, because you're no good to anyone if you're not good to yourself. You have to have that self-care. You have to have that time where I'm just saying, I'm not anyone's anything. I'm just me. So it's just amazing, amazing just to hear someone else to really, you know, really speak about it and really be in touch and in tune with it and understand the dynamics and how important it is and how life-changing it is emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. What I keep talking about. Oh, my gosh. This is so rich. It is so amazing. So, yes. And I know for me, as a photographer, one of the things I do when Sweet had mentioned about, you know, to create a block, I used to have an assistant that would just grab my side camera. She would put it in my hands, and she'd say, go to a park or a playground. And when I did, and I just, you know, with their parents' permission, just started photographing kids and watching them, you know, through the lens of a camera, and it just gave so much reviving. It just brought so much of that creative block just breaking and walking away with freshness, with, you know, new ideas and new strategies and stuff. So that was kind of what I did with the creative block. But even that is a form of meditation, because I was focused on kids. I wasn't distracted by my phone, by anything else going on. So that was a form of meditation. So, but I can talk, but go ahead. Just go ahead.
I just wanted to say, too, is that I'm fortunate that I had a team, because when I'm performing and producing a show, I got to switch from producer to performer or artist. And my team is so awesome that they would, at a certain point, like say showtime is at 8, but you know, before that we have a sound check, blah, 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 all this stuff is going on behind the scenes. They're so awesome that at like 7:15, they say, all right, that's enough. Someone else literally takes over. They close the door and they leave me alone to switch gears. And the fact that they recognize that I need that meditation moment, that meditative moment to transfer, you know, switch gears, so to speak, transfer from the left brain to the right brain or whatever, that they recognize that is such a blessing. And that's when I knew that just through my meditation and the things that I have done, that they've taken notice, and they not only make sure I do it when I need it, but they do it as well. So, because you can do it in the middle of all that chaos. We will have a meditation as a group in the middle of all that chaos. We just stop and have a meditation and then go on, and then we're ready to get on stage and create and let the divine speak through us through our art.
Jackie, let me touch on something real quick, if you don't mind. I'm going to bring this a little bit more home. Ladies, we as women, especially as mothers, we are designed to nurture. We are designed to just multitask. We are designed to keep going, just go without even thinking about it. And if we're not taking that meditation time, if we're not taking that self-care, that you time, we're no good to anyone around us, to our families, to our spouses, to our children. We're running our fumes to the point we're almost zombie-like. And yes, it's a natural, I guess it's made in our nature for us to keep going and going and going. But you have got to get to the point and realize I'm not giving my best for me nor anyone around me. I have to take care of me first before I can take care of anyone else. I have to have quiet time that a long time, that thoughtful meditation time by myself before I can do anything else or be anything else. And I, like I said, I just wanted to bring it home with women because we're so used to, you know, being a homemaker, having a job, taking care of the kids, running these errands, doing this list, and just so much. And we don't breathe. We don't stop. Even if it's like, you know, 5 minutes. Start with five minutes. But you have to take care of you first. I know it's kind of like, you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's important, yeah, because now that you said it, now that you mentioned it, I remember before I even knew about, even tried to, like, be intentional about meditation, a form of meditation for me, before I knew what it was just telling the children when I got in, when we got home from work, school, pickup, before I go right into homework and all of that stuff, I would say, Mommy's going to the restroom, right? I need a moment, and I would take a shower. And now I realize what that did for me. I could be quiet and drink water, and that would get me to calm down and then be ready to be attentive to my children. But that was a form of meditation and stillness for me as a working single mother to make sure I took that shower. And the kids knew. And don't trust me. It would only be 3 to 5 minutes. It would be a fast shower, but I needed that. And my kids got to the point where they used to walk in and be excited about who gets to light the candles and put on what they call the sleep music, right? And they'll do that, and I'll take my shower. And then when I come back, it'll also give them a moment to decompress too, right, from their day. So we join in the dining room, they'll be at the dining room table doing their homework, and I'm cooking, we're playing music, and we're laughing, you know, and then he gave us a chance to transition. So that's good. That's real good stuff, JJ, that you're sharing.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. It's just so imperative. And, you know, we take care of everybody else, but not ourselves. And I know that some people may, you know, first thought would be like, are you crazy? Your kids come first. Your mother, blah, 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 blah. And there was a saying one time, if you're on an airplane and God forbid the airplane is about to crash, you have to put the mask on you first. And when I used to hear that, I'm like, no, I put the mask on my child first. I put it on my child, my child come first. And then it was shown to me, if you're unconscious or if you're not that, how are you going to get the mask on your child? You have to take care of you. That meditation, like you said, that 5 minute shower, or, you know, like Sweet was talking about, you know, some iced tea. It could be cappuccino. I have a recipe for you all, too, that is good for sitting down meditation, some snacks and stuff. But create your space, create that essence for you that is conducive to you and for you. And like I said, call it your own. Don't share it with anybody else. That is your time. Your kids understand that 5 minute shower, that 5 minutes of just sitting on the porch, whatever. You have to get started, and you have to make it a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. It's not something, okay, we do for, you know, a couple months out of the year. This has got to be a lifestyle change that you pick up on.
So,
and I'm just talking,
talking. Yes. Now, that's good,
no
but
problem.
That's important.
You're like,
you're
really
right. As women,
good
especially,
stuff.
Right, and as women, especially black women, we are designed to take care of, we are taught, not designed, but taught to take care of everyone
taught.
But ourselves, right? So we have to change that narrative and change and understand that it ain't being selfish, that is absolutely necessary to the health of our whole family and our, you know, all that we touch. I remember reading a book that really helped me change my perspective on it. It was called If Mama Ain't Happy, Ain't Nobody Happy. And it really taught me that it's okay, I'm not being selfish. I need this for my own self, you know? So everything you're sharing, JJ, is exactly right and on point. Thank you for that.
Think of the
Thank
old
you.
Negro spirituals. Remember times they used to say, like, or some people, like, especially young people that maybe not understand certain things about slavery time, or always want to separate ourselves from that. But the singing in the fields, that became meditations. Because that's again focusing on what can I do. Now I can sit up here and hate my situation and what I'm in and all, but they would sing, they would chant, and it would bring back, even if they could not even define it, our natural eighth note that is already ingrained in us would come back.
Right.
The call of the ancestors would come. They would remember, and they would go into meditative unison states. And you will hear books, B.B. Moore Campbell, Your Blues Ain't Like Mine.
The white couple
would talk about when after slavery was over, and they were like, they missed the slaves in the field singing. They missed that humming and that chant, and somehow it served them, and they didn't even really realize how, but it was code. It was a way to get back to the ancestors because, you know, people don't understand how powerful of a people we are. But first it starts at because we focus so much on our humanism and so much we don't, but we're actually spiritual beings having a human experience. Our oneness is in our
song. It's a song that he has that. I forgot. But he said it's a song, and I was so glad to hear that on the gospel arena. I can't think of it, but he literally says that we live in a spiritual experience, and it's so awesome. And
we're
living
a human experience, but we're already spiritual beings.
Exactly. We're spiritual beings.
And like even the
thought
of eternal life.
Yeah.
But life is eternal. We're spiritual beings. And when they say we're made in the image of God, we want to fight over the humanness, man, woman, white, black, purple. The image is the spiritual image. That's how we're all one.
Yeah, put that on your song.
Exactly.
This is Donald Lawrence. It's called Spiritual. And one, the chorus goes, you're not a natural being having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being living this natural experience, and it's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing.
Oh, wow.
You talked about mindfulness as a part of meditation, right? This will help you be mindful. So when I'm having my human experience that, like I said earlier, is causing me to not feel so great, a fatigue, you mean, it's causing me emotional, spiritual, or physical fatigue, I have to remind myself that I'm a spiritual being. And so you got to have tools in place. So when we're talking about meditation, we're talking about walking, we're talking about song, we're talking about all these things, taking that time out, you know, music helps. That goes back to our ancestors in the field and before that, I'm sure. I like to correct the narrative. We did not start, we were not slaves. That ain't where our story begins.
Those songs called them back to their natural home, even though they tried to separate us from that. They tried to say, you can't speak the language, you can't do this, but it is ingrained. That eighth note is just ingrained. And we can call forth whether we realize what we were doing or not, you know.
Yeah.
We can just see
Well, let's tie that into
now.
These difficult times. So let's tie that into these difficult times. Great segue into what we're dealing with now. JJ, let me know what you think. We're talking about overall wellness. We're talking about wellness specifically as black women. But in these difficult times, people always want to say, well, because 45 is doing this and these things are happening, yes, you start with self. You start with self-care first. Then that will, and your whatever, if you have peace and love of self, then that extends into your immediate atmosphere, meaning your family, your friends, your relationships, then that extends into your community. Then that extends beyond your community into the collective consciousness and ultimately into the collective consciousness of this world, which is far greater than any action that any man can take. So all of that Jackie just shared, being spiritual, that if you start with these wellness tips, with these very small, selfless things, and don't feel like they're selfish because they're actually you're being selfless because you're recharging and you're helping yourself. It actually assists in the betterment of the whole world. It's a connection.
Yes.
It's a connection.
Yes, yes, yes. That is
I'm going to tell you, I can't say thank you. And the gratitude, wow, you know, I mean, we like Oprah talks about the gratitude journal, but there is such power in gratitude. So they may seem really simple things, and maybe you thought that meditation was sitting with your legs crossed and chanting and all of these things. I think sometimes we just get, you know, things can get skewed, and we create all of these other imageries in our mind thinking things are so much. But those are just ways. But as she said, the basis of what the meditation is, and it's just simple things, simple ways that we should all be able to implement. And the only reason why I really brought up that we're spiritual beings is you'll start to notice that your physical is insatiable, but your spirit can actually be satisfied. So if you only chase the physical, like, you know, I want to look better. I want to lose weight to look better. I want to lose weight to, I want to have this and have those things. You'll never have enough. You'll never be thin enough. You'll never look good enough. But if you feed the spiritual, which is your true essence, when you feed that and nurture that, there's satisfaction. That's how people can have peace what appears to be chaos. Like, if you never put on a live event, even just this radio show, I don't want to tell you all the drama I went through.
It always happens,
before the
right?
Show.
And it always happens right in that moment, right? It always happens right before the moment.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad
Jackie,
you said, how good I get at it.
No,
go ahead.
Jackie, you said something that I want to touch on. You said about journaling. That is meditation. That is vital. It's, you know, some people may say, oh, you know, journaling is something you do as a kid. No, it's vital. It's a part of meditation. It's a part of getting in tune to yourself. It's a part of, like you said, tapping into your spiritual being, writing your thoughts, paying attention to, you know, your thoughts. And you can go back and read and see, you know, how you're growing and transitioning. Journaling is very, very, very important and a great form of meditation. I'm glad you said that.
And I'm glad you said that because I don't journal well and consistently, but it comes out through poetry and things like that. So, again, everybody, these are tools that are just personal, right?
Yes.
So that you can find the one that works best for you.
Exactly. I tell people that with physical fitness, you have to find what works for you. Some people, it may not be the gym. It may be a community sports team. It may be walking. It may be swimming. Find what works for you. You have to customize this for you. So absolutely.
So, yeah, so the main thing is we just understand we need to feed our spirit, and everything is divine and in order. I don't believe in coincidence because, well, French and I talk all the time because, you know, we work together, so period. So we're always, you know, speaking. Maybe a month or so ago or a little less, she was just saying something on meditation, and I know that's an area I need such help. And I'm following Oprah and a deep choker. They're going to do this and do that and one day to do. And I just never get to all of that. And for me to just, I said, look, I'm going to have you come talk about it. Put it out there about a month ago. Came on the show. And she literally, I don't know anybody else, but she gave me just what I need. I just started really drinking tea this week. But to tell me I can simply take 1 minute, it didn't have to be all of these things where I'm thinking it has to be. You know, all these things I had, and it like just simply quiet in my mind, if I can do it for 1 minute, and if I do that habitually, I can then go to two, I can go to three, and I can just increase. And so, you know, it's just like really, it's ways to feed our spirit. We talk about what are you allowing your spirit. That was the question I asked at the top of the show, not having no idea what she was going to speak on. But this is one way to be mindful of what you're allowing in your spirit. And so.
Yes. So right. Yes.
Okay. So
and, you know,
we just have like, Okay, we have about like 4 minutes left.
Wow.
JJ,
okay.
I know you were supposed to say, you know, I'm going to be here 30 minutes. But
yes, I noticed that too. I was like, we just flowing over here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, JJ, you can quickly give us a lip-licking recipe that will support, or something that we can eat or ingest, or things that will support us meditating. And then as soon as you're done, Franchon, you can just close us out with, you know, 30 seconds, the whole world listening, give us something. And then we're going to roll out on Janelle Monáe's tightrope. And when that comes up, I know we've been talking about meditation, but when the tightrope comes, we're going to move. We've got to get that lymphatic system going. So we're going to roll on out before we go back to work, okay?
Yes,
so go ahead, JJ.
My spirit. Okay. What I have for you today is absolutely fabulous. Chicken sausage and peppers. Green peppers, red peppers, put some onions, and instead of sauteing them, roast them. You want to roast your vegetables to really get that nutrients and that flavor filled in. And you can just put it on a kebab. You can just, you know, eat it as a finger food. If you don't like chicken sausage, use salmon. If you don't like salmon, use shrimp. But these, it's very light. You can sit there while you're sitting on the porch with your tea or your lemonade, meditating, and just pop them. It's real simple. You know, make sure you have your olive oil, your balsamic dressing, like I said, roast the vegetables, and you have it real quick. It takes about maybe 5 to 10 minutes to make. Real simple, real quick, light, soothing. You know, it wakes up your aroma, your taste, your senses of your smell and your taste, and definitely the sight too. So definitely check it out. Like I said, if you're not into chicken sausage, substitute it for, you know, something in the seafood category. Something light and something, you know, keep your vegetables in. The more vegetables, the better. You can roast some zucchini, eggplant you can put on there. Definitely use red peppers. You can use tomatoes. Just so much. And like I said, it's so refreshing. It's mindfulness. It's mindful eating. So that's what I have for you today.
That's awesome.
Are you still there? Not a problem. Yummy.
Sounds yummy, and I'm hungry too.
Come on over. I got you. Come on over.
Yes, thank you. So, Jacqueline, anything else we was up before we close out?
No, I'm waiting on you. You're just going to take us out.
Oh, okay, I'm going to take us out. I'm going to leave everyone with just a thought that you can consider using, or an affirmation, or you create your own. But I'm going to give everyone something that they can consider using when they're sitting down for the first time to start a meditation. It just says, "Thank you, Creator, for I know that you and I are one, and that I am of the I am, and therefore everything, and for that I give thanks." A real simple gratitude prayer that connects you with the divine and keeps you mindful that you're a spiritual being and you are a part of something greater than yourself. So just wanted to share that with everyone.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Well, just thank you. This is Soul Purpose Tuesday. We're talking meditation, and we talked a little bit about weight loss, but everybody, you can go to, for your weight loss, just go to walkinwellness.com. If you go there, the blog, we're going to post a blog about the show, and we're going to give you some things that will support your weight loss. But, of course, you know, you need to know, eat less, more often. Like, you're going to talk about changing your fats, like stay away from the animal fats and vegetable oils, mm-hmm. and what type of oils are going to work best, and you got to move. And as JJ stated, the meditation is just as important because stress does put weight on you, and if you're not getting enough sleep, that's going to put weight on you. So even practicing meditation in order to calm yourself so that you can sleep well, all of those will help support your metabolism and weight loss. So, and to that end, we have to keep our lymphatic system moving. We got to get the grunge out because our lymph nodes are like them little crabs at the bottom of the sea. They go around getting all the grunge out. So we got to get the arms up in the air, the groin area. We got to lift legs, twist, do whatever what we need to do. So we want to do that to Janelle Monae's tightrope. So make sure you move before you go back to work. And we will see everybody. Will be new time, 12 o'clock. 12 noon, we're going to be our mid-morning lunchtime wellness group. It's going to move to 12 noon in June. So we'll kick off the next show on June 5th, and we will be talking, where are my notes, on June 5th we are going to be talking, here's the notes, summer, the skin you're
summer,
in.
Summer, the skin you're in,
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about having that nice, glowing, shiny skin for the summertime because we know we're going to be bearing it all. So just tune back in at 12 noon on June 5th. And we thank you so much, Sweet Franchine. It's just so good that we had a chill moment.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It was wonderful meeting you as well.
Great. Now, to follow up with Sweet Friend Sean, you can book her. You can book her as a poet. You can book her as a speaker. You can book her to do guided meditation and speak for you. You can buy her book. You can book her. Did I say that once? Okay. Book her. Just go to www.sweetfranchon.us. SweetFranchon.us. Just click, go there, learn more about her and how you can book her services or even get her to write you a customized poem. She's awesome.
True, true. We do that. We do that, yes. But make sure you listen to Soul Opera Radio every Wednesday night from 8 to 10. Now we're on LituationRadio.org. We will soon be under our own umbrella under Sweet Franchine Entertainment, but that's June 16th. But until then, you can listen to us every Wednesday online, 8 to 10. We tell stories of love and life using music and poetry.
Yeah, so just search our Soul Opera Radio with Sweet Franchine. Soul Opera Radio, if you just do a search on that, it'll come up. You can check out past shows, recent shows. And all the shows are also at peacelovepoetry.us.
Yes.
Peacelovepoetry.us, and you'll even have up the player. If you can't remember else where to go, just go to peacelovepoetry.us tomorrow, Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
And again, we want to do it. Now we got tightrope.
Let's
get
go.
Ready
I'm ready
work.
To dance. I'm ready to dance.
All righty, let's go.
Monae and left foot.
You the NASDAQ. Sort of like a dog gets my ass back. Come on.
I'm your clone alligators and little rattlesnakers. But I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating.
Well, it's a thin line.